ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। अथापि ते देव पदाम्बुजद्वया अथापि ते देव पदाम्बुजद्वया प्रसाद लेशानुगृहित एव हि जानाति तत्वं तत्वं भगवन् महिम्नो न चान्य एकोऽपि चिरं विचिन्वन्। ट्रांसलेशन माय लॉर्ड इफ वन इज फेवर्ड बाय इवन अ स्लाइट ट्रेस ऑफ मर्सी ऑफ योर लोटस फीट ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ योर पर्सनैलिटी बट दोज हु स्पेक्युलेट टू अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड आर अनेबल टू नो यू even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 6, Text 84. Lord Krishna is very eager to bestow His mercy upon the conditioned living entities who are uselessly struggling with the Lord's illusory energy, Maya. The conditioned soul struggles for happiness through sense gratification and struggles for knowledge through mental speculation. Both processes ultimately bring him to a morose and helpless, hopeless condition. Both processes ultimately bring him to a morose and hopeless condition. If the conditioned soul surrenders to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and thus acquires even a trace of his causeless mercy, the whole situation is changed and the living entity can begin his real life of bliss and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. So Lord Brahma is continuing his prayers. It may appear that a month has passed almost. Prayers are just going on. I was just thinking about it. And sometimes we want to just get away with these prayers fast to go to the next story. But Brahmaji is so sincerely praying and establishing a standard that if the prayers are to be done, they have to be done for the heart, from the heart. Also, if there has to be any repentance, it has to be from the heart. It just cannot be short, precise and time bound, because the Lord is not interested how many verses, how many days, how much time one is offering prayers. The Lord is always bhavagrahi. He is looking at the heart, what feelings are expressed. So Brahmaji is taking his enough time to express his repentful heart, and because that is sincere expression of his heart, we understand he is rewarded with blessings of the Lord. He surrendered and Lord accepted him as his own. So this is one thing about Brahmaji's prayers. And second thing is he is expressing so many different facts. Because his situation was, in the beginning he was in testing mood. He came in a doubting mood and then testing mood, and he was trying to little bit express his pride of having so much of power to test or some siddhis which he cast upon his Lord's devotees. That was his mood. So because of that mood, all the reality was hidden from him, covered from him. And then he came to understanding that he is like a insignificant creature in front of Lord's magnanimity. His mood is totally different. Now he understands that the more I think I know you, the more I think you have revealed yourself to me, the only thing I come to know that I don't know you. The more I come to know, more I know that I don't know you. So this mood of humility is actually attracting the Lord's attention. The mood of humility and the mood of sincere repentance is very important, because if that is there, then even though we may have so many anarthas, that can be eradicated instantly. Because even the anarthas are insignificant for the Lord. If without the Lord, Lord's mercy, and without Krishna consciousness, those anarthas are like a big burden separating us from the Lord for life after life. But with humility and true devotion and heart full of repentance, it becomes very insignificant for the Lord to remove it and give the most choicest realization to this living entity instantly. What is difficult for the Lord? So as soon as that mood came, immediately Brahma became completely blissful with the realization of Lord's personality. And then he is glorifying and offering prayers to the Lord. And in this prayer, he is making a very, very important point that although one has, think of Brahma only, he has so much power, he has so much of skill, so much of intelligence, so much of authority, so much of opportunity to do things the way he wants, of course as per the Lord, but there is so much of liberty is there to do the way he wants to do. And so much of knowledge the Lord is himself bestowed upon him in the heart directly, one to one, nobody in between, straight from directly from the heart of the Lord to his heart. So all that is needed for one to be actually proud is there with him. And plus he has also that great pride that I am born from Lord himself. There is nothing in between. There is no mother also. He is my mother, he is my father, he is everything. And the first living entity born in this whole universe. But still, in spite of one has all the influence, all the contacts, all the power, all the knowledge, intelligence and beauty and strength, still without the mercy of the Lord one cannot do anything. And this mercy of the Lord is, the grace of the Lord is that thing which makes difference in the life of a devotee. If everything is there, for example, the devotee is greatly learned, he has studied scriptures in a scrutinizing manner, sincere time is involved in that, he has invested time, energy, he has all the authority, he is sincere, but minus the mercy of the Lord, all these so-called provisions or abilities appear to be useless, which has been proved in the form of Brahma, in the life of Brahma also. He had all these things, still he had that at for a particular moment of time that he thought, let me test. And he was disconnected and he was bewildered. So all that he had appeared at one point of time to be most useless. But immediately when he corrected himself and he attained the grace of the Lord, everything becomes so meaningful. Again, all his power, all his intelligence, all his energy, all his authority becomes so meaningful. And how to attain this mercy of the Lord? Even the trace, it is mentioned here, trace of the mercy of the Lord. The only and only clue for that is to please the devotees. There is nothing else. There is no other way of attaining the mercy of the Lord. One may chant the names of the Lord life after life. If you have not pleased the devotees, still we don't know whether the name of the Lord will yield that fruit of love of Godhead or that fruit of attracting Lord's mercy upon us. All our efforts, if we think that I am chanting for so many years now, or maybe I am chanting for lifetimes after lifetimes, I have been doing such great services, such great projects I am holding, I am conducting, I am trying to do this in service to Krishna. But all those things become only useful or meaningful when in the process devotees are pleased. By the way, while doing big services, so-called impossible tasks that we are performing, while performing those tasks, if we are somewhere in between displeasing devotees, even if so-called insignificant devotees compared to what we think we are from our reference, even if we do that, that all those services becomes completely fruitless and useless. What fruit we are talking about? Not karmakanda fruit. We are talking about the fruit of love of Godhead. The ultimate attainment, prema pumartho mahan, panchama purushartha. So this factor of devotee is such an important factor, sometimes which makes us think that, oh, I am so senior, so this is an insignificant devotee, you know, who cares for him? But Lord doesn't think like that. For Lord, no one is no new neophyte, or no one is advanced. Everybody is, whoever loves Lord, Lord loves him. And whoever has come yesterday in Krishna consciousness, maybe lifetimes in Krishna consciousness, in the past lives. And externally may not be appearing so advanced to our own understanding and framework of what advancement is. So this factor of devotees is very, very crucial. And we can never, ever underestimate that factor. However big things, however busy, however engrossed we may be, we cannot be neglectful of this factor. We have heard the story of Rupa Goswami Maharaj. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari himself, herself. Such an elevated position. Even in love of Godhead, it's an elevated position. We are called Rupanugas. And that Rupa Goswami was watching a Leela in meditation, and something very funny happened. Lord Krishna, in that meditation of his, what darshan he was getting, drishtanta, Lord Krishna left Radharani hanging on the branch of a tree. He was holding her on the shoulder, and she was trying to pluck some flowers, and she had to raise her heels to reach the particular branch and the flower. And when she raised that, she held that branch, and she was almost hanging on the branch, and suddenly Krishna left from below. So she was left hanging on the branch of a tree, you know, and she was like, what happened? Where you went? Hold me, like that. And that made Rupa Goswami laugh, you know, naturally. We will laugh. You know, such a funny, wonderful pastime Lord is making with Radharani. But he was closed eyes and he was laughing. And at that time, one devotee had come to him to seek shelter and to maybe have some discussion or something, open his heart. And that devotee happened to be ugly looking devotee. Now, physically, he was not so, people would reject him because of his physical disfigurement. And everybody had rejected him, everybody had misbehaved with him, not dealt with him properly. And minute respect was not experienced by him. So he had come to Rupa Goswami. At least he is the epitome, acharya, or leader of all the Vaishnavas. And I will have some relation, discussion, or something to do with him. He'll at least not respect me, at least give some dignity to me. And then Rupa Goswami laughed. He thought he's laughing at me, so he went away. And what happened? Instantly the Leela got disconnected. There was a pause. Not even pause, there was nothing on the screen. So Rupa Goswami was wondering what happened. But Rupa Goswami is a very elevated devotee. He could understand that my drishtanta can be disconnected from me only by offense of a Vaishnava. Some Vaishnava is displeased by this. When he opened his eyes, when the Leela was disconnected, there was nobody there. So he went to many devotees, asked everybody. Nobody said, no, no question of offense from you. So he was wondering, well, now what to do? So he gave a feast to all the Vaishnavas. Called everybody, whoever, please come. And then still he didn't feel that ecstasy from within. So then he asked Sanatana Goswami. And he said, one Vaishnava has not come to your feast also. So then he went to his house. And he begged forgiveness from him. So inadvertently, unintentionally, without knowing what is happening, I must have offended you, please forgive me. Please tell me what has happened. So he told, I came to you and you were laughing at me. He said, I'm very sorry, I did not know that. So it is that important. What does this Leela tells us? That even if one is in the position of Rupa Goswami, the most worshipable personality, we all are following him, the Pradhan Manjari of Srimati Radharani, the principal associate and assistant of Radharani. I mean, Radharani, Rupa Goswami doesn't have to be contaminated like that with offensive mentality. But it is just to express that important point this pastime has happened. That we cannot take devotees for granted for anything. And we keep doing still offenses. But nonetheless, if we keep doing offenses by the old habit, we should still go and beg pardon. At least that unconditionally we keep doing offenses. That is, conditionally we should go and beg forgiveness, and that too sincerely, repentfully, from the bottom of the heart. So sincerely the Vaishnava feels like forgiving us. And when the Vaishnava sincerely feels like forgiving us, we should be sure that Krishna is forgiving us. Krishna is not interested in forgiving us unless the Vaishnava has forgiven us. Durvasa Muni was a great personality. He was so powerful. But still, in front of Ambarish Maharaj, he was helpless. He offended him and he had to finally bow down to him and beg pardon. And Ambarish Maharaj was so merciful. So one good thing is there in all this affair. The devotees are very merciful. They don't keep that grudge. No, no, 10 different times you have to come and beg pardon, then only I'll forgive you. It is not like that. If you sincerely approach with a repentful heart, the devotee will bless us. And then we will get that grace. And when with that grace only, one can expect to understand the Lord, develop some connection with Him, develop some taste for Him, for His service. And through that grace only, all that is desired, all that is achievable can be awarded to us, can be bestowed upon us. And we need loving relationship with the Lord. That is our need. All the living entities who are fallen into this material world, ultimately what are they needing? They may not know this, but they still, what they need is that loving relation with the Lord, reuniting, re-establishment of our relationship with the Lord in love and service. And that will put us into the original constitutional position, sthayi bhava. And even if we are spending lifetimes together in achieving knowledge, lifetime together in doing so many so-called devotional activities, but if that grace is not there, still we'll go on doing the same things and will not, without achieving the result. So that grace factor is very important. And good news for us is that grace is also easily available. Because the Mahatmas always describe that Krishna has one disease. That his disease is, he's very eager to bestow mercy upon people. He is obsessed with that desire to be merciful to everybody who approach him. So there is one more good point. Devotees are merciful. The Lord also is very eager to do that. So all scene is very nicely set for us. What we have to set now is our consciousness. We have to tune that consciousness to the suitability of the given situations which Lord is offering us through Him and through His devotees, so that our life can be successful and easily in this very lifetime, even in the fallen condition of our consciousness, we can still expect to connect with that grace. And that is the greatest fortune. And how we come to know about this fact? When we go through the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. How it is possible for devotees, even after committing offenses, to connect with that grace again and again is there in the scriptures. So we have to hear sincerely amongst the sincere devotees' company to realize this, that how we can have the hope of getting connected with that grace. That is why these prayers are very important. Each and every prayer, if you meditate upon, we can adopt the mood of Brahma only. Why we read these prayers, Kunti's prayers, and so many prayers are there in Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, that we can catch up that vibration or the amplitude or the essence of the mood of the people who are offering those prayers. And then we can expect to get the same result what they achieved by offering such prayers. If we don't know how to pray, then we can repeat these prayers. Try to understand the mood of these prayers. Then we will learn how to pray. Then we will also be able to achieve the same result as a person has achieved by offering such prayers. So that's why again and again I feel Srimad Bhagavatam is so wonderful actually. It gives us everything that is required. In when we are low, or when we are okay, or when we are fired up, or when we are extremely fired up, or when we are in offensive mood, when we are already offenses, knowingly or unknowingly. In all these conditions of life, we approach Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam will give exact medicine what we require. It's like you may have any disease, and you go to doctor, whichever disease you may have, he will give you a perfect medicine. If you go to right doctor, he will give you perfect medicine, and it will set you right in that situation. And there will be different medicines, but doctor is same, you are the same. So you will be put back to the natural condition of life if we approach in a very nice mood. So this is the few thoughts I wanted to share about this verse. And today happens to be also the end of Katyayani Vrat that the gopis were performing. I remember I spoke when Katyayani Vrat began last month on 28th of November, when Kartik month just ended on 28th of November. At then the gopis began the Katyayani Vrat. And today is 28th of December. 30 days are over. That day was Purnima. Today also is Purnima. 30 days of beautiful Vrat, Katyayani Vrat, has come to an end. So brief story about this Katyayani Vrat is, all of us know that Lord Ramchandra went to Mithila, Janakpuri, to marry Sita. And he broke the vow of Lord Shiva. And then he got married with Sita Devi, very gorgeously, in the kingdom of Janak Maharaj. A very grand ceremony. And the Lord is such a beautiful personality, very magnanimous personality, very attractive personality. And when this was all happening, he was spending some time in Janakpuri. Apart from Sita, so many young ladies, they're called as Mithila Vasinis, they got attracted to the Lord. Incessantly. It's not like a guilt of feeling of illicit connection is there in that. They were naturally, spontaneously from within their heart attracted to the Lord. And they met the Lord in seclusion. Even though their beloved, dearmost, worshipable Sita Devi was about to get married and also was married to Lord Ramchandra, still their feelings were so natural, they just couldn't hide them anymore. Just met the Lord in seclusion and told, "Hey Raghuveer, hey Raghav, please accept us as your own. We want you to love you. We want to love you as your wives, and we want you to love us as, I mean, we want you to be loved by us as husband, and want you to love us as wives. We want to have that conjugal loving relation with you." So Lord Ramchandra is very merciful, very kind. He said, "In this life I am Ekapatni Vrata. I am supposed to be Maryada Purushottam. So I will not be able to accept more than one woman as my wife, which I already have done in the form of Sita Devi. But definitely, looking at your sincerity of the heart, I cannot reject your emotions. I will fulfill your desires when I will come as Sri Krishna at the end of Dwapar Yuga." So these Mithila Vasini gopis, the ladies, they were blessed by the Lord. Lord said that you will take birth as Braja gopis in the house of 9 Nandas. Nanda is a title actually. One who stays in Braj Bhumi has 9 lakh cows, is called Nanda. And there were 9 Nandas, all of us know. And these are not like the 5 Nandas that we know, 2 elder brothers of Nanda and then Nanda Maharaj and 2 younger brothers. There are different Nandas. There are in Garga Sanhita, you will come to know the descriptions of 9 Nandas and who are they. So they took birth as daughters of these Nandas, and they became gopis, Braj gopis. There's also a small connection of story that when they became gopis, they were constantly serving the Lord indirectly through Yashoda and through Nanda Maharaj and through other people. And their hearts were getting attracted and getting melted, and they were getting, you know, sammohit. They were getting mesmerized by the personality of the Lord. So they always wanted to make Krishna as their husband. So one time when Yashoda Mai applied turmeric powder on the hands of Radharani, and then she got overwhelmed, and this happened, and then there were exchange of jewels from this party to that party. All the gopis went to Purnamasi and told that we want to now arrange the marriage of Radha and Krishna, because it appears that both the families are very favorable. But Purnamasi thought that the rasa of Nandagaon Barsana and this so-called Anthapur of Brajbhumi, the inner chambers, inner aspects of Brajbhumi, is parakiya ras, is meeting secretly, hidingly, and with different forms like cuckoos or making signals from houses, from background of the house. So this is parakiya ras, unofficial. Everything is unofficial about it. If this becomes official in marriage, then all the beautiful rasa of Brajbhumi will finish. She will go home as wife of Krishna and then no more becoming cuckoo birds and no more signaling. Everything is within one chamber only. So she cancelled the plan. She rejected the proposal of even finding out. She said all the constellation is wrong, everything is inauspicious. If you marry Radha and Krishna at this time, it will be a disaster in their married life. So please don't talk about it, we'll see later on. But this put the gopis in real bad feelings, because they also wanted to marry Krishna and they also wanted Radha to marry with Krishna. So when this happened, they became very morose and they became very desperate also at the same time. When you want something and it is denied to you, then your eagerness to get that thing increases many, many fold. So they became desperate and they went at the end of Kartik month, they started their vrata, that is Katyayani vrata. This Katyayani vrata is a vrata of Durga Devi, and the name Katyayani means one who has long hair. Katya is long hair. The story when Sati Devi was Sati Devi burnt herself. From her hair, this form of Parvati Devi was formed, Katyayani. And Katyayani, if there is photograph is there in Garga Sanhita book, she having a sword in left hand and sitting on a lion, and she is moving like that. Very merciful Devi. So Lord Ramchandra had told those Mithila Vasinis that you continue with faith and devotion and please observe the activities of Daan, austerities, cleanliness of the heart, Shaucha and Sadachar. Then you will achieve birth as gopis. So Hemant Ritu started, and the first month of Hemant Ritu is called Agharayana. In Braj Bhumi it is called Aghain, Aghain Kamina. And this month is called as Margashirsha. And Margashirsha month is also, Lord Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Masanam Margashirshoham. I am the month of Margashirsha amongst the 12 months. This month is Krishna himself. So at this very auspicious time, in the first month of Hemant Ritu, the gopis began their vrat. What they would do, how would they do the vrat? Every morning, naturally this month is a cold month. And Braj Bhumi it is much, much colder than what we are experiencing. So in the month of cold season, the gopis would rise very early morning and they would join hands of each other. This particular gopi actually did this vrata, the Mithila Vasini gopis. By the way, you must be aware that there are hundreds of types of gopis, not one kind of gopis. Garga Sanhita gives detailed descriptions about how many gopis were there, of what kind of gopis were there. Because wherever Lord Ramchandra went, when he went to Mithila, people were attracted to him. Then he came back from there to Ayodhya, then Ayodhya Vasini ladies were attracted to him. Then he went with Sita Devi to Dandakaranya, the Rishi Munis were attracted to him in conjugal bhav. And at different times when Matsya Avatar took place and Matsya Kanyas were attracted to the Lord. When Lakshmi Devi took birth from Samudra Manthana, Lakshmi Devi's Sakhis were attracted to the Lord. Of that form. Then when Matsya Avatar over, then Kurma Avatar took place and some other ladies were attracted to that form of the Lord. Varaha Avatar also. Every avatar, wherever Lord went, there were so many ladies or so many men in conjugal bhav were getting repeatedly attracted to the Lord. And this whole description is there. Rishi Chari gopis and Shruti Chari. Then the Vedas, personified Vedas, they were attracted to the Lord. They received mercy of the Lord by Shvetadvipa Vishnu. And Shvetadvipa Vishnu bestowed upon blessings upon them. And by the blessing, they went to Golok Vrindavan and Lord Krishna showed them the Golok Vrindavan. And when they saw gopis in Golok Vrindavan, the Shruti Chari, the Shrutis, they became attracted to the bhav of those gopis which they had for Krishna. And they said, we want to have that bhav and we want to be united with you in that mood. So then Lord said, you will take birth in Vrindavan. So they became Shruti Chari gopis. So many kinds of gopis. And different pastimes the Lord has done with different gopis. And there were some Nitya Sakhis, like Ashta Sakhis and Manjaris. They were already there. And these were all promoted from various Leelas of the Lord. So this particular Katyayani Vrat was performed by Mithila Vasini Gopis, who were born in the house of now 9 Nandas as Braja Gopis. So they would hold hands of one another early morning and sing the glories of the Lord in the song form. So Srila Prabhupada also says that this simplicity of the heart of the Braj Gopis is very attractive to Krishna. Because singing for the Lord to please Him was a natural simplicity, natural expression of their heart. So they would always go to the bank of Jamuna from their houses, singing the pastimes of the Lord with great love and affection. Then they would take bath in the cold waters of Jamuna. Then they will eat Havishanya. Now Havishanya is described by Prabhupada. Prabhupada says that when we eat rice, cooked rice and cooked mung dal without any turmeric, spice or salt or anything, this is called Havishanya. And when one eats that, one becomes physically, internally purified, ready for performing something which is auspicious for the Lord's service. It's a purificatory process. And that they would accept every day. And then they would make the deity of Katyayani Devi of the sand. And then they would chant mantras and invoke the Devi's presence in the murti of the Lord, Goddess Durga, Katyayani of the sand. And then they would do Shodash Upchar. Now, there is one beautiful verse. Margashirshe Shubhemasi Chakru Katyayani Vratam Upachare Shodashabhi Kritva Devi Mahamayim. So they would offer 16 kinds of offerings. Arunodaya Vela Yam Snataha Sri Yamuna Jale. Arunodaya Vela, at the early morning time, they would take bath in Yamuna Jal. Nitya Sameta Ajagmu Yugantyo Bhagavad Gunan. And then they would offer 16 kinds of offerings to the Lord. Some of them are Chandana, Aguru, Kasturi, Kumkum, variety of flowers, variety of flower garlands, variety of food items, fruits, dhoop, lamp, cloth, different jewels and pearls. And they would chant Durga Mantra. This is given in Garga Samhita, very beautiful mantra. He Devim Jagatam Mataha Srishti Stitya Antakarini Nandagopam Sutam Kantam Spabhyam Dehi Suvrate. O Devi, O Mother of the Universe, you are the performer of creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe. Please make this son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Gopa, as our beloved husband, Shyam Sundar. And then they would chant another mantra from Samaveda. Om Sri Durgayai Sarva Vigna Vinashinye Namaha. They would chant this mantra 1000 times. Now this mantra is described in detail in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Of course, time is short of here. But it is explained that Durga Devi is such an important personality. Such an important personality that sometimes she appears as good as Krishna only. We also say Brahma is explaining in Brahma Samhita, Srishti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Rekha. She is as good as Krishna only. She does all the work as if she is Krishna only. She is empowered by the Lord. She is given the name Jaya, that she always gives victory. She also, her name is Durga because she delivers, she can deliver anybody from the Durga of the material world, like a jailhouse. She has the power to deliver. So gopis were fully aware of the potency of Durga Devi. So they would chant this mantra, Om Sri Durgayai Sarva Vigna Vinashinye Namaha. This is called as Bija Mantra. 1000 times. And then they would touch their head on the ground, on the sand, offering dandavas to Durga Devi, offer her naivedya. And then all that naivedya they will not eat. They will offer those to all Brahmins and give them donations. Full day they would sit in meditation, chanting the mantras, performing austerities, hardly eating anything after the Havishanya in the morning. Did do great austerities and then go home and keep the fast on. Now this one description in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in which Narayan Rishi is talking to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni is hearing from Narayan Rishi about this particular pastime of the Lord. So Narad Muni is asking, anybody has done this vrata in the past, or Braj Gopis were doing on their own speculation? So Narayan Rishi is explaining, this Katyayani vrata, also called as Gauri vrata, is not an ordinary vrata. It is performed by great, great souls in the past. When Vedavati, the expansion of Lakshmi Devi, when she was performing her vrata to get Supreme Personality of Godhead as her husband, she has done this vrata. She said, Vedavati has done this vrata. Vedavati has chanted the same mantra, Om Durgaya Vigna Vinashinye Namaha. And because of that power of that vrata, what she has done, she could enter the ground where Janak Maharaj was plowing, and then she could take birth as Sita Devi. That's why she was called Sita, one who was found in the cut that was made, or a slit made in earth. So Vedavati then came as known as Sita Devi. So the Lord is saying that this vrat was performed by Vedavati. Now what to speak of Vedavati? Lord Brahma himself was given this mantra by Lord Vishnu himself. And when he started his universe creation work, Madhukaitaba attacked him. And at that time he also performed this vrata. And by the power of Devi, he could destroy Madhu and Kaitaba. Then when Tripurasur was attacking Lord Shiva, you all know that Tripurasur made Lord Shiva faint. Lord Shiva was unconscious in the battle of Tripurasur. At that time, Brahma went and chanted this mantra for Lord Shiva and gave him that kavacha of strength and protection. And then Shiva could finally kill Tripurasur. So this Lord Narayan Rishi is telling. So this particular vrata was performed by gopis from Kartik Purnima to Margashesh Purnima. Now when the vrat was over on the 30th day, that is on today's day, they were very happy. The vrat was over, so they all again got up in the morning, held their hands of each other, sang the songs of Krishna's praise, and all walked towards Jamuna, and they entered the waters of Jamuna. Prabhupada explains in Krishna book that it was a custom for young girls between the age of 8 and 14 to do this vrata, to achieve a very good husband, as good as Lord Vishnu, as good as Narayan. So, and there was a custom to remove everything, all the clothes, and enter naked in the river. So gopis had brought, you know, so many wonderful items. Their clothes were red, yellow, white, pink, and other multicolored, mixed color clothes, shining, bright, effulgent clothes they were wearing, which they removed and put on the banks of Jamuna. And they had got chandan, aguru, kumkum, and they had got sweetmeats, they had got dry fruits, they had got fruits, they had got flower garlands, a variety of flowers, different colors, fragrant. So whole the bank of Jamuna was fragrant because of all the items that they displayed over there. And then they put the clothes on that. So Jamuna bank was shining, effulgent, and full of variety of beauty was there. And fragrant also of the all items which they had placed over there. And then they enter water. And when they, as soon as they enter water, it was cold, of course, in the month of Margashirsha, ending of half day, half paksha of Margashirsha. But still they became joyful because of the completion of the vrata. And they started becoming playful and talking to each other with love and affection, talking about Krishna and flashing water. At the same very time, Sri Krishna is explained as Yogeshwar. One of the yogic siddhi is to read others' minds. And Krishna is not just like an ordinary yogi performing some tapasya and achieving some siddhis of reading somebody's mind. He is Yogeshwara. Millions of siddhis are lying down at the feet of Sri Krishna. So Krishna knew what is in the heart of gopis. They wanted him to become their husband. So very much to respond to their sincerity of their vrata. And vrata is not very impressive to the Lord. One cannot impress the Lord with doing austerities. That never impresses the Lord. The purpose of the austerity can impress the Lord. And the purpose of this austerity was to have Krishna as husband, not to enjoy, but to offer service in conjugal love. To respond to that, Krishna came there. And very significantly, Krishna brought toddler coward boys with him. He has got many, many friends. You know, he has Narmasakhas, he has Priya Narmasakhas, he has Samavayaska, he has younger friends, he has elder friends. All kinds of friends are there. But definitely, specifically, he brought babies with him who were also naked and were roaming around with some little waist belt here and there, hiding their private parts and all flower garlands and everything. And they were all roaming around here and there. Didn't make much difference to them. Some girls are bathing naked there. They all came with Krishna, and first what they did? Any guess? They ate all the foodstuff that was lying on the bank of Jamuna. Ate everything nicely. And then the coward boys dispersed here and there. They were playing. Krishna also playing for some time. Suddenly Krishna just left them a little bit here and there. And picked up all the clothes, which are very colorful, very shining, effulgent, bright clothes. Lifted them and tied them with the branch of the Kadamba tree, and he climbed on that Kadamba tree. Soon enough, their joy in the waters, and they thought, now we should end this bath. And suddenly they saw that the bank of the river was almost empty. Only the pots and utensils were there, which were holding all those beautiful things. They were all vanished. And then they saw that Krishna is sitting on the tree, and all our cloths are not on the ground, they are hanging on the trees. So they said, Krishna, please give us our clothes back. We want our clothes back. This is very embarrassing for us. So Sri Krishna is saying that, I will give your clothes back. You have to come out individually, one by one, not together, and beg for the clothes to me. Then only I will give those clothes to you. So this is the most misunderstood pastime by the Lord. People think that, what kind of Lord is this? He is doing such kind of nonsense activities. But all of us should know that Krishna was a small boy that time. He was not a grown-up young man like he was in Kurukshetra or Dwarka. He was a small boy. He must be hardly between 4 and 7 years old. But these gopis had that conjugal affection with him. And as Yogeshwara and as Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had no attraction for any physical enjoyment with the gopis. Neither gopis had any attraction for physical enjoyment with Krishna. They had spiritual conjugal loving relationships. And why he stole the clothes? Because we all know that husband can see the naked beauty of a woman, wife. Nobody else can that. So Lord wanted to fulfill their desire of having him as their husband. So he took this opportunity. And basically we are not qualified to discuss this pastime, but nonetheless we just repeat what is given in scriptures. Because this has to have a very clean and pure heart, which is free from lust within our heart itself for our own enjoyment, for our own sensual enjoyment. When we are free from that, we can understand really the essence of this pastime. So anyways, and then they were so embarrassed. They said, ki, how we can come out like this? We don't have any clothes. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained about this. What the gopis are thinking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Ashlishava Padaratam Pinashtumam. What is their mood? That we are ready to be dealt by you in any way you want. You can deal with us in a very legitimate, beautiful way, conventional way, or you can do most unconventional, most embarrassing, more destroying, Pinashtumam also. So actually they are so embarrassed, because when Krishna called, they were very happy because they are already in love with Krishna. So their hearts were already attracted to him, and he has appeared there as a fruit of their vrata. They were very happy. They looked at one another and smiled that almost their goal is fulfilled now. But that goal, before getting fulfilled, is demanding to come out of the river without clothes on. But there then the acharyas are explaining that they are ready to do anything for Krishna. Although it is embarrassing for them, for beautiful girls of Brajbhumi who are cultured in Vedic culture, for them it is very embarrassing to do something like this. But to please Krishna, they are ready to do that. They are not thinking, what is the meaning of surrender? Surrender means, doesn't mean I will do the way I want. Surrender means I will do the things you, that way you want. So this is the way you want, so we are ready to do that. So they are embarrassment, they were shy, they were heads putting their heads low, but still they came out of the water. This is the not exhibition of their lusty desires, but this is the exhibition of their surrender, their ideal behavior towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the way he wants them to perform. So when they were coming out, they were trying to hide their private parts by left hand, and they were coming. So Krishna said, oh, you women, do you know that? What are you doing? Your vrata is actually getting disturbed over here. You are hindering your vrata only because, first of all, you have entered Yamuna Devi in a naked condition. You have insulted her. And second thing, you have also insulted the deity of the water reservoirs. And deity of Yamuna River is Varuna Deva, the deity of water reservoir. So because you offend Varuna Deva, Varuna Deva will punish you. And your vrata will become unfulfilled. So now, to offer dandavat to Varuna Deva, to beg pardon from him, you put both of your hands above the head, fold the hands and offer prayers in mood of prayer to Varuna Deva, you come out. So again they surrendered. Prabhupada says, They never bothered about Varun Dev. They never care about Varun Dev. They never bothered. Their life is Sri Krishna. Because Sri Krishna is telling this, they were doing that to Varun Dev also. But in the heart of their hearts, they were not fearful of Varun Dev at all. Before coming out of the water, they said, you are a very naughty personality. This is not good what you are doing. We will complain to Nanda Maharaj. If Nanda Maharaj doesn't do anything, we will complain to Kamsa also. So Krishna said, Nanda Maharaj is very old, you know, what action he will take upon us. So I do not care for Nanda Maharaj. You can do whatever you want. And Kamsa, I am the least scared of Kamsa. You can do and complain to Kamsa, I don't care. Now, just think how they will complain to Nanda Maharaj. They are already having no clothes on their body. How they will go to Nanda Maharaj and complain what he has done. So you can imagine that they were actually put in a very helpless condition. They were just speaking. But when they came to know that Krishna is strong and determined to execute what he wants to do, that time they came out. They tried their best, but then Krishna just was very adamant and they came out. And when they raised their hands above their head, in folded hands, and then Krishna gave them their clothes. And they immediately wore their clothes and were looking very shyly at Krishna. And Krishna looked at each gopi intently, separately, individually, and exchanged his love for them. And that way, through his glance, he accepted them as their wives. And in Garga Sahita, it is explained that this particular pastime took place in a very different way. And all this we can understand because this is Kalpa Veda. At different times, different things happen. So at this particular pastime, even Radharani was there among these gopis who had performed this Gauri Vrata. And Radharani, as soon as our discussion and argument started, from the water to the Krishna sitting on the branch of Kadamba tree, she just sat down in the water in meditation and intensely meditated on the lotus feet of Krishna. And by that way, she attained the mercy of Krishna. She chanted the Durga Mantra there itself. And Durga Devi appeared to her. And there was a beautiful discussion between her and Durga Devi. Durga Devi glorifying her, she glorifying Durga Devi. And then Durga Devi blessed her. And by that blessing, she came out of the water. And Krishna came down and embraced her and accepted her. And then she also glorified Sri Krishna. And in Garga Sanhita, it is explained that when this giving back the clothes event happened, Krishna said, within 2 days, I will respond to you. And I will invite you to participate with me at the bank of Jamuna in the Ras Leela. So in next 2 days, the very very next 2 days, all these Mithilavasana gopis enjoyed Ras Leela with Krishna. But Prabhupada mentions, which is as per Brahmavarta Puran, it is explained that Prabhupada mentions that Krishna told the gopis that now that you have done this vrata with so much sincerity and devotion and surrender and proved yourself that you want me, I am sold out to you. I am impressed and attracted to your love and I must respond to you to make you my wives and become your husband. So in 3 months' time, when Vasanta Rutu will start, I will invite all of you to perform Ras Leela with me. So the Rishichari gopis, they participate in Sharad Leela Ras Leela, Sharad Rutu Ras Leela, before this pastime. This pastime is taking place after the Sharad Purnima and that first Ras Leela is over. So Krishna said, now I will invite you in Vasanta Ras Leela. Now all of you know, I'll tell you briefly. Vasanta Ras Leela took place in Chaitra Shuddha Trayodashi. At the place where now Chandra Sarovar is. But that time Chandra Sarovar was not there. It took place in that place, Pravishtavan, where Krishna went and lifted Govardhan. It's called Pravishtavan. And there Chandra Sarovar was created because these gopis, Mithilavasini gopis, along with Radharani, they danced with Krishna and they sweated. The Divya Sveda came out of their body and that got collected in the form of Chandra Sarovar. That became Chandra Sarovar. And that Chandra Sarovar was being formed and Chandra Devata became so enlightened and so ecstatic and so mesmerized that Chandra Devata, that is Som Devata, put Amrita in this Sarovar. And finally, he could not control himself. He melted himself also in the Sarovar. That's why the Sarovar is called as Chandra Sarovar. And then Indra came and started accompanying with playing a drum. And the drum is still there, Bhajani Shila. And all the demigods, Gandharvas, Yaksha, Kinnaras, Kim Purushas gathered in the sky and tried to match up with the melody that was going on. They could not match up, but somehow they were trying to attempt to match up with the melody of Ras that was going on. So this beautiful scene took place. As a result of Krishna's benediction to gopis, to their Katyayani Vrata. So, this beautiful pastime took place at the end of Katyayani Vrata. And what we have to understand is that the mood of these gopis, as very beautifully, aptly described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that activities may be external looking, sometimes socially acceptable or socially unacceptable or conventional or unconventional, but those things are not important. What is important is the mood that gopis are carrying. And they were not knowing that Krishna will now come and caught us naked and then ask us to come back on the bank of the show, Jamuna River, naked. This was not expected. We know all these things now. But they were ready to accept any so-called unconventional situation put up to them by Krishna. And they were all time ready to respond the way Krishna wanted them to respond. That is their greatness. Today we know what happened. Today we know Krishna went and lifted Govardhan. But they were not knowing that time that Krishna is going to lift Govardhan now. It was all unknown to them. The things were put to them as sometimes surprising, shocking situation. But they always responded in a very favorable, in devotional and surrendered manner. So what Dhanvir Goswami explains in that purport, that when Krishna puts us in a situation which is so-called socially or externally embarrassing to us, the only thing that we have to think, what He wants us to do and how He wants us to do. And that was the essence of Gopi Bhav, that they never wanted to do what they thought they should do. They were always doing the things the way Krishna wanted them to do the things. And they actually went along with that way, even though it was socially embarrassing, painful, or difficult for them to do. That is the essence of this pastime. And this pastime took place at Chirghat, not in Vrindavan, but near Ramghat, where Lord Balaramji pulled Jamuna Devi and broke her into pieces of streams. There is a Chirghat there, in the interiors of Brajbhumi, where near Bhaigaon is there, Nandghat is there also. That place, there is Chirghat. And that place, this pastime took place. And at Vrindavan, another pastime took place, and many pastimes are there. But the real Chirghat, Chirharan Leela took place in that Chirghat, which is interiors of Brajbhumi. So thank you all very much for coming and gathering over here. I'm grateful to you for allowing me to speak. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment or question by any devotees about this? Gopinath Prabhuji, anything? Any enlightened words? Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.